vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I wanna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna use your love tonight.
Your love, the outfield, is starting off Speaking Tube on this Tuesday, New Year's evening. This is Speaking Tube. This is the show that gets the men and women out of their uniforms, the men and women of the Coast Guard out of their uniforms and into the studio. We get to hear their music and the music they love so we can get to know them a little bit better. My name is Jessica. I'm your host, and I have a very entertaining guest host in here with me today. AMT2 Ripley is in the studio. Welcome.
Good evening, Jessica. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for coming.
And excited to be here.
Yeah. So we'll get to your playlist in a little bit, but first I just want to get a little bit to know you and have our audience understand where you're coming from and why you chose the music you chose today. But first, you are at Air Station Sitka. Is that correct?
It is.
All right. So where did you come from? Where's hometown for you?
Born and raised Houston, Texas.
All right. How long have you been in the Coast Guard?
It will be about 17.5 now, so May will be 18. We don't count down or anything.
No, not at all. So that means you're close to retirement age.
2.5. Yet again, we don't count down.
No counting down. So how long have you been in Sitka?
2.5 years now.
So you're set to transfer this summer?
I am.
Okay. Do you know where you want to go?
I'd like to go back to, I don't call it home, but I call it home because I have a lot of good friends there and amazing people. So Clearwater, Florida, St. Pete.
So. That's my hometown, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, somebody was close to there, so yes.
That is a great town. So. Just, I'm not biased at all.
Yeah, big fan of the sun and tans.
Wait, you're not tan up here?
No.
Have you ever laid out in Sitka?
I go to the beach a lot. They have a great tanning bed in Radio Shack, so nice. Sometimes you go there and cry. So.
Nice. You got to get your vitamin D somehow.
A little bit.
A little bit. All right, so you put together an awesome playlist, and actually, I'm going to let you describe it. What is the theme of today's show?
I think the biggest thing for any DJ, which I'm the guest DJ, DJ Ripley, everybody write that down, play music is fun. Play to the crowd. So I love a lot of different music. Huge fan. Probably like a lot of metal, a lot of stuff like that. But what is fun music? 80s.
80s.
80s pop music. And I actually wasn't that old. Getting close. Nobody realized that. But it's always fun songs. Anytime I go into a place that sells libations and I play the jukebox, you play some good 80s songs, everybody's happy.
I have to say, I could nickname you Mr. Jukebox, because every time I go into a bar and you're there, you're always on the jukebox playing the soundtrack for that night.
Well, I like to think every day you do and everything you do is a soundtrack to life, and I like to end up spending a whole lot of money on it, but yes. So
here's a question. When you go to, you watch a movie, and they always have soundtracks playing behind all the quiet moments, and I always say, like, if you went into a party, you open that door and you walk through the door, what would be the song playing in your movie as your soundtrack walking through the door into a party?
Oh, the Ripley theme song? That changes from week to week. Wow. That is an excellent question.
Do we have to go to some music so you can think about it?
Let's cue it up.
All right, let's cue up some music. When you think 80s, you think of who?
Journey.
Of course.
Steve Perry.
Of course.
We miss you. Please come back to the band, Steve.
Awesome. So, all right, any way you want it, Journey on this New Year's Eve.
The Sitka Monthly Grind announces the International Grind to celebrate Sitka's many cultures. Saturday, January 11th at the Sheetkaquan Nakahiti Community House. We sell out, so get your tickets in advance at Old Harbor Books. For those bringing a dessert, you must purchase a ticket in advance and you will be reimbursed at the door. Bring your cup to help reduce the trash. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Show starts at 7 p.m. January 11th.
All right, Sitka, that was Kyrie by Mr. Mister. For those of you that are younger and like the Star Wars thing, I was at that age, and Kyrie, I actually thought the chorus was Carry a Laser. Carry a Laser. I liked Han Solo. He carried a laser, so I was part of it. So it can be Kyrie, can be Mr. Mister, but Carry a Laser, Sitka. Just in case.
Carry a laser, especially tonight when it's New Year's.
You never know.
You got to be armed and dangerous on New Year's. Do you think that's one of those songs that, you know, they say the most unquoted songs or misquoted songs? Do you think that song could be on the list?
I'm going to put that probably in the top three.
Top three? Is it one of your top three or top three of nationwide?
I'd throw top five in there. Had some good times with that song.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Kiri by Mr. Mister and Take On Me, Aha. And before that, Any Way You Want It, Journey. We are listening to the 80s on this last day of 2013.
Woo!
Can you believe it?
I know. What an interesting year.
So what's 2014 bringing towards you, to you?
Well,
towards you.
Another 6 months in Sitka. Awesome. Can't wait till May when the weather gets a little better. Yep. And then a transfer. Hopefully back to my friends and family back down in St. Pete, Clearwater area.
Woo! What else do you hope it brings to you? Besides the move, that's kind of known you're going to be moving. Do you have an Alaska bucket list that you're trying to get through before you have to move?
I might be filling that up right now.
The radio show?
I've done a lot of things in my life, but radio shows first, so.
Sweet. But this is on 2013, though. Maybe I'll just have to have you on again before you leave.
Well, that's will be decided.
Are you going to do 80s again, or would you go with the metal or another kind of mix of music you like? Because you said you like metal. What other kind of music do you like?
Don't like country or western. Sorry. I know, born and raised in Texas. Sorry.
My cowboy boots out there are going to start to kick your butt.
Well, I hung my tin can hat up, so that's fine. I don't know. Let the listeners decide. If anybody's out there listening, file in. Let me know. Let me know what you think.
All right. So we are going to get back to the music. Like I said, we're listening to a bunch of 80s songs that AMT2 Ripley put together from Air Station Sitka. This is Speaking Tube. And yeah, hopefully you are getting ready to go out tonight. And we're just crimping your hair for you as you go out, getting your, tight rolling your jeans, what other 80s things that we used to do.
Heavy eye makeup and awesomeness is required.
Bigger the bangs, the better. This is Invisible Touch by Genesis.
I want to couple skate with every one of you right now.
Yes. Couple skate's awesome.
Oh,
So we decided to get through some particulars before we... Oh. Do you know the song?
Me?
Yeah, this is a classic 80s theme song.
I gotta hear a little more. Very 80s, very keyboardish.
Definitely. Any thoughts?
I don't want no banana in my tailpipe. That might be Axel F. for Axel Foley in an amazing Eddie Murphy show. Do you know what that was?
Beverly Hills Cop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we were both correct.
Yeah, I think we are too. So as this song plays in the background, I'm going to give you the Alaska Zone weather forecast. So for Sitka and Port Alexander, strong wind from late tonight through early Wednesday morning. Tonight becoming windy. Rain developing in the evening, then becoming heavy at times late, lows around 41 degrees. Southeast wind increasing 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 45 miles per hour after midnight. New Year's Day, rain heavy at times in the morning, then rain showers likely in the afternoon. Highs around 44 degrees, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour shifting to the southwest in the afternoon. Tenneke Springs, tonight, rain developing in the evening, lows around 35 degrees, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. New Year's Day, rain in the morning, then rain showers in the afternoon, highs around 39 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon. Pelican and Elfin Cove, strong wind from late tonight through early Wednesday morning, tonight becoming windy. Rain developing in the evening, then becoming heavy at times, lows around 36 degrees. Southeast wind increasing to 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to around 40 miles per hour after midnight. New Year's Day, rain showers, highs around 40 degrees. Southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour shifting to the southwest in the afternoon. Angoon, tonight, rain developing in the evening, lows around 35 degrees. Light winds increasing to southeast 5 to 15 miles per hour in the late evening. New Year's Day, rain, heavy at times, highs around 41 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Cake, tonight, rain increasing in the evening, then becoming heavy at times late, lows 34 degrees to 40 degrees, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusts to 30 miles per hour near Kauai Island late. New Year's Day, rain, heavy at times, highs around 41 degrees, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. And finally, we have Yak Attack. Tonight, rain mixing with snow in the evening, then becoming heavy at times late. Little to no snow accumulation. East wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, lows around 34 degrees. New Year's Day, rain heavy at times in the morning. Then rain showers in the afternoon, highs around 37 degrees. Southeast wind to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. And that is your Alaska Zone weather forecast. So yeah, we are going to get right back into the music, and then we're going to, after this quick, short message.
The pollution that compelled Congress to pass the Clean Water Act 40 years ago.
We had less than a third of the cities in the country providing adequate sewage treatment, in some cases no sewage treatment. The sewage was just going directly into waterways. And it was causing all kinds of problems.
We talk with the first EPA chief, William Ruckelshaus. I'm Steve Kerwood, and that's next time on Living on Earth from PRI.
Tune in Sunday morning at 6.
And this just in, we have a hair watch.
And Sitka Raven radio listeners, on a 1-2 sales 10 of Ripley's hair, it is about 11 and 11. It is New Year's Eve, so I'll watch. I'll be careful. It is at 11, people.
So that's a big warning for everyone going out tonight. If you see Ripley, his hair is at an 11, not a 10, 11. Although I would say it's more of a cross between a boy band meets, boy band hairstyle. I'm going to go with that. Close?
I'll go with it.
You're going? No. All right. So we're going to get back into the 80s music on this New Year's Eve. You're listening to KCAW Sitka Raven Radio. This is Speaking Tube. You're listening to Jessica, myself, and AMT2 Ripley playing all of his favorite 80s musics. And this next song...
We get some Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
Well, stick around. I got a really good song for this. Yeah. I'm sorry, really good story for this after the Beastie Boys. Sitka, what are we going to do? We got to fight for your right to be awesome.
Check it! Der großen Stadt, es war in Wien, war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, den er trank, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Und es war in Wien, no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alle sucht noch heute Captain Rock Me Amadeus.
Rock Me Amadeus Falco and Fight for Your Right to Party is counting down the 80s New Year's playlist that we've got going for you. Any significance to those songs for you?
I remember fifth grade. Let's see, I'll date myself. I think I was 9.
Okay.
So I remember getting a tape. Yes, people, we had things called tapes.
Cassette player.
They were awesome.
Yes.
Sony Walkman, all the things. So I do remember getting the Beast Boys, Fight for Your Right. License to Ill was the album.
Mm-hmm.
Still one of the best rap, hip-hop, whatever title you want to put it on, bands ever. Still doing good.
Yep.
Miss Mike D.
Do you feel like... Oh, don't mind that. That was nothing. Do you feel like that is one of the... For me and my friends, when we were in, was it high school, early high school, that was like one of the songs we put on when we were going out, like getting ready, like the pump up, let's go out song.
Well, I mean, they defined a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as rap and hip hop at that time, Rick Rubin produced their album. Three Jewish kids from New York. Still Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who would have thought that was happening? Nobody.
Yeah.
Amazing. Still incredible. I lost a member. But huge fifth grade tape.
So you threw it in there for the memories.
Back and forth. They were amazing. They used a lot of, back in the day when they actually did these albums, they could do all the sampling. No one was charged at that point.
Yeah.
I think their Paul's Boutique album was their third or fourth album. I think about 10 years later, somebody decided what it would have cost to buy all the samples, because they use Led Zeppelin, tons of 60s, 70s, you name it. It would have cost like $10 million just to get the samples. At that point, nobody was buying or paying for samples. Mm-hmm. So, geniuses, musically, lyrically. So
business-wise.
Incredible. And I'm a more rock guy. I like instruments, but give credit where credit's due, and Beastie Boys definitely got it.
So your playlist so far seems pretty cohesive. This next song coming up seems a little odd to me.
Big country in a big country.
Yeah. Explain. There's got to be an explanation for this. Story?
All good things come in a weird place. My good friends in St. Pete, Florida, Brandon, Josh, Steve, the whole team. You're probably not listening, but if you are, we're not on YouTube. We're hanging out and having some libations at a friend's house.
You know, for them, it's past New Year's. It's 2014 for them right now.
Hope they get the repeat of this. But we're doing, God bless YouTube, just pulling up YouTube songs. And I remember this song, like an 80s song is great. So I guess my 80s started 5 or 6 years ago, really pulling into the fun crew and the times. So Big Country. I remember that for no reason. And the song is literally in a big country by Big Country. So the band really stretched out on that album. So that's sarcasm. So it turned into a running joke. Any time we go to a pub, any place, can you get Big Country by Big Country? Once you hear the song, it's fun, people. You'll love it. And then it kind of came to fruition. My best friend Brandon, Josh, and all of us, it was his 30th birthday a few years ago, went to New Orleans.
Nice.
Woo! Always a good time, Bourbon Street. I know. Horrible. Worst parts of the Bible. It was fun. We get there. We go to a place called Johnny White's. It was actually one of the only places open during Katrina that stayed open on Bourbon Street. I'm talking dive.
Yeah.
And we go in as a joke. We all had matching T-shirts. Whole story.
Matching T-shirts?
We're awesome. And they have the, it's not that old school, but old enough where it's a CD where it flips. Like you go in, like I'm talking dive bar, Bourbon Street, best place on the planet where I belong. And my buddy Brandon, 30th birthday, hey, if they got Big Country by Big Country, play it. And jokingly, I flipped the CDs through on this thing going, no, it's just Zydeco music, a lot of Bourbon Street, a lot of really good classic rock and stuff like that. And I'm like, the like random 80s, I think three things played on the CD. I'm like, they have Big Country by Big Country.
The sign.
$9, actually about $40 later, put it in, played it, and it became a theme song for somebody. So, Sitka, St. Pete, anybody's listening, family and friends, this is good song, I like to say, called Big Country in a Big Country.
Season passes by you.
In a big country, one of Ripley's, AMT2 Ripley's, what is it, your Clearwater Air Station memorial song, if I had to put a label on it. It was one of those songs when you and your buddies go out, you have to play it, you have to
One of the many good times I had there, yes.
Yes. Okay, so you've been in the Coast Guard for 17.5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the stations? What other stations have you been to besides Sitka and Clearwater St. Pete?
Well, I started my, and I say this jokingly, illustrious career. Went from Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Boot camp in Cape May, New Jersey. Awesome. And then went home for 2 weeks and got stationed at Small Boat Station, Cleveland Harbor.
Cleveland Harbor.
Ohio. They have water there. Didn't
really?
Know that.
Crazy.
So it was kind of interesting taking me out of my element going, Cleveland, which was an awesome town. Do you know what they had there?
Beer.
Well, that's Texas. We have that too.
Buckeyes.
That too. Amazing, amazing music and concerts.
Nice.
That was 96, 97 before I got in aviation, and I saw so many good concerts.
Really? So, best station or best city you've been stationed in for concerts, could you say? Because St. Pete's got, that's where I'm from, and I've seen a lot of really good acts come through there with small venues.
I think the beauty of Cleveland is a lot of the bands I saw there I got to see again in St. Pete.
Okay.
Great St. Pete, Tampa, Clearwater, great music venues too.
Mm-hmm. So why did you get in the Coast Guard?
Honestly, I had a really good friend of mine, art photography class. I think this was 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Jesko, if you're listening, he's the chief now. Long-haired hippie Mike.
We're getting some calls in. If I knew how to answer the phone on air, I would totally do that. But if you're calling us right now, hold on, we'll pick up the phone shortly. Anyways, keep going.
This question's been asked a lot. Woke up one day and woke him off his chair in art photography, long hair, Mike, look like Jesus. What are you gonna do when you got out of high school? We're all very scared at that point. Throws his hair back, goes, I'm going into the Coast Guard.
Nice.
It's like, okay. About a year and a half later, me and a good friend of mine, David, who was stationed up here, or actually up here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
2 years into figuring out we have to grow up, and our parents retired of us. And I think my second or one JC went to UT for a little while, too. Realized I needed to get a job. So went down and applied, and they accepted me.
Nice.
And they haven't fired me yet, so it's kind of awesome.
17.5 years later.
I know.
So basically what I heard from that story was Jesus got you into the Coast Guard.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to get back. Ripley, AMT2 Ripley, lined up a bunch of 80s music for us today. And we are counting them down as we go. And this next one coming up, I knew it as soon as I read it on your playlist. It sparked a great memory from I think anyone our age, this network. Because it's a network, or it's a station on TV, that define music and pop culture. Explain this next song coming up.
Don't want to date myself. I think...
don't worry, it happens a lot on the show.
Oh, it's my sister, Carrie Ripley, love her, miss her. Remember her waking me up? She's about 5 years older than I am, so I probably was... do the date. 6 or 7. I remember my little PJs. I think they were probably Transformers at the time. Maybe G.I. Joe.
Footed pajamas?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Getting me up, and she's like, you got to see this. You got to see this. I get up, and I'm just wiping a little sleep out of my little Ripley eyes. Great hair. And it was like, and I just remember just this moon man being planted and putting a flag in the moon, and I'm confused what's going on. And it's colorful and amazing, and I'm still have great hair and my little PJs. My sister's so excited because she's a few years older than me, and this song plays, and the world changed.
We can leave your friends behind. because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
Try to see in the dark. Just Oh, if only I was sure. Like my head on the door was a dream.
Sitka Film Society presents Inequality for All.
Of all developed nations, the United States has the most unequal distribution of income, and we're surging toward even greater inequality.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich presents a documentary about the growing income gap in the U.S. and what can be done about it. 5:30 p.m. Friday, January 10th at the Downtown Coliseum Theater. Tickets are $8 at Old Harbor Books.
All right, Video Kill the Radio Star, The Buggles, Safety Dance, Men Without Hats, and Close to Me, The Cure. I got a couple announcements to make. We have a Muskeg message to Mark and Lanny in Columbia Cove. Happy New Year from Tom. And also Sunday at 11 a.m., From the Vault features a fun radio play called Disaster, featuring more than 50 seconds. The play was written and produced by Ken Fate and Steve Will, more than a decade ago, and that's Sunday from 11 a.m. or at 11 a.m. All right, so if you're just joining us, your loss. It's been a night of 80s music this New Year's Eve. This is Speaking Tube. AMT2 is Ripley here, is playing all of his favorite 80s music. And we've got plenty more lined up, but unfortunately the show is almost over. So if you just tuned in, you better stay tuned in. So Ripley, we've got... Let's see, we played The Buggles, Men Without Hats, The Cure. This next lady, it's actually one of the first ladies on our list.
Well, we're going a little old school and soul, too.
Yeah, we are. Like, this is not really... She's a legend.
Oh, incredibly. This goes out to one of my really good best friends in town, Chris Heim. Little Diana Ross, Upside Down, brother.
There you go.
And appear, you always play the field. I'm crazy to There's a place in my heart for you. That's the bottom line. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Instinctively, you give to me the love that I need. I cherish the moments with you. Respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating, but no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside and round, round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. I said upside down, you're turning me, you're giving love instinctively. I said around and round, you're turning me. I say to me respectfully, upside down, you're turning me, you're giving love instinctively.
So I'm going to dance and I'll be dancing. Last week, Fred Moore decided to become an organ donor. He told a woman at the driver's license office, he told his co-workers and his friends. In fact, Fred told just about everyone he knew that he wanted to be an organ donor. Everyone, except his family. A reminder, if your family doesn't know you want to donate your organs, it won't happen. Talk to your family about donating life. Call 1-800-355-SHARE. A message from the Coalition on Organ and Tissue Donation, the Ad Council, and this station.
All right, so we heard from Upside Down, Diana Ross, Dancing with Myself, Billy Idol with Generation X. Pretty awesome stuff. We're doing some 80s up here on this New Year's Eve. And we're about we have three more songs lined up. And don't worry, one of them is Journey. So we're going to get to some more Journey in a little bit.
Everybody relax.
Yeah, everyone relax. We've got more Journey. But first, let's talk resolutions. It's New Year's, last day of 2013. Do you have any traditions that you do when it becomes New Year? Besides going out and have some drinks, do you do anything special? Do you are you a resolution guy?
I never start anything on New Year's Day or on Mondays. It's a rule because it never works out. Yeah, I always say plan for the worst, hope for the best.
Okay.
Very cliche, I know. But no,
so most people call you a pessimist.
Yeah, they call me an awesomeness, so I'm going to write that down.
Awesomeness with awesome hair. So what's the plan for the hair in 2014? Maybe that's a better question.
Oh, my bigger plan is for 2.5 years when I can actually grow it out.
Are you going to do the full-on beard, long hair?
Well, there is a, once you retire from the Coast Guard, I think it's like a Lego slap-on goatee.
It just automatically poof day.
Well, I think in retirement you get that. They give it to you with your like walking orders and everything, so I don't know. Yes, I want the motorcycle. I want the bartending job.
Yes.
Maybe law school. Well, a lot of variations.
Back to school.
I know. I'm in it now. It's crazy.
Oh, you're going back. What are you doing now? Are you getting your master's or something?
I am.
You're one of those smart kids.
No, and I'm one of the guys that just don't fire, take on, I don't know.
Taking advantage of the school.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you, Uncle Sam.
All right. Well, so, yeah, we've got two more songs. And one of the last two, okay, take that back. We have three more songs. We're going to play two. We're going to come back. And then we're going to say peace out for 2013. But this one song lined up is making me so happy. I don't know what to do with myself because it is like the quintessential 80s movie. Four girls.
I'm going to assume that's Simple Minds?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you know the movie?
Oh, I remember this well. I remember going with my father, my mother. It was a little thing called the Breakfast Club.
Oh, yes.
Judd Nelson.
Yes.
Molly Ringwald.
Oh, yes.
Anthony Michael Hall. Ally Sheedy.
You are like an 80s trivia elephant.
I know. I wish they had a law degree in that, but it's probably not going to happen.
You could be on game shows.
I know, and that didn't work out that well. More of a game show host.
Nice.
So I remember one of the things was going with my mother, father, and sister, going to see Breakfast Club. Amazing, amazing show. And my father was, what was the name of the high school they went to? And for those who don't know, it was John Hughes High. Writer, director of all 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, all the amazing 80 things that were great. So let's just don't forget about me at the end of.
You know, we're going to start off this double set with that song since we're just sitting here talking about it. So up next, Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds, followed by I can't even pronounce it.
She's so sanctuary by the cult.
Thank you. Thank you. Here it is.
Troubles and doubts.
If we had a video in the studio right now, you would see Ripley lip singing into the microphone. He's very tempted to sing the songs
over air. Big fan.
All right. So that was She Sells Sanctuary. We cut that short because, of course, we got to end on Journey. We got to fit the whole entire song in. And then we had Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds off of the Breakfast Club Classic. And that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. This was Speaking Tube, the last show of 2013. We went out with an 80s bang for sure. So I hope all you guys are out there had fun today while you're getting ready to go out for tonight. And the next show will be in 2 weeks in 2014. Craziness. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. You guys be safe out there. And my guest host, AMT Ripley, who set up this great playlist for us today, is going to take us out.
Well, thank you so much. I would love to thank the town of Sitka and Raven Radio and awesome Jess, my amazing, amazing co-host. We're going to do some Journey. All I have to say is have a great, great 2014 and use the Ripley 3S system. Sitka, keep it safe. Keep it solid. And most of all, keep it sexy.
Ah!
And as the Beverly Hills cop theme song plays in the background, just want to say Happy New Year, everyone. Have a great 2014. Hope it's better than your 2013. And as always, Speaking Tube will be around till pretty much the summer of next year, as we're set to move too. But Happy New Year. Be safe out there. And cheers, everybody.